The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, I can clearly see him.
Yes, I'm not at the other end of the octopus.
It's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh, you've gone full turtleneck for negative 25.
Well, yeah. It's cold.
It's really,
maybe
really
cold. Maybe it's
cold here.
Outside.
Yes,
it's
it
not
is.
That bad.
You're from Canada.
I know.
You know?
People were calling into the sports radio I listened to, and they weren't even talking sports this morning. It's like, is this weather changing your weekend plans? And it was hilarious just from the perspective of about half the people were like, oh, yeah, like I'm just going to make chili and I'm going to stay inside. And the other half were like, I don't give a dang about anything. Like, it's like, welcome to the world, you know? It's
well,
like,
yeah. Moving up here from Virginia, though, I mean, at first it was kind of, it seemed life-threatening in the winter. Now it's just annoying, but it's quite annoying.
Yeah, we've seen the pictures from the Arkansas Walmarts and things.
Yes.
Where every shelf is cleared because they are literally afraid of Armageddon.
Yeah.
And they should be, because they're not prepared for that kind of weather, mostly.
And when Atlanta gets snow, their one truck with a plow on the front of it gets very busy.
Well, it was either going to be that, or someone was going to mention, I believe the concept is called Fled Cruz, how Ted Cruz leaves
yes.
the state of Texas every
yes.
time there's a storm.
He finds someplace warm, that's for sure.
He's in California today.
Oh, my god!
But
gosh.
You know, the problem this weekend down south is that there's going to be so much freezing rain.
Mm-hmm.
The ice storms down there are bad yeah. when it's...
Look, we live this way, and we don't know how to drive on it, so please don't risk yourself if you're listening from the deep American South driving on ice like that. It would not be good. And it's going to be colder tomorrow.
Yep.
So that should make our next panelist, Professor Dave Chow, even happier.
Even happier.
Yes. Pleasure to be here. Because right about now, in my hometown, it's minus 20.
Medicine
yes.
Hat
yes.
comes to Michigan.
And it's minus 4 is the high today.
Oh, ooh.
Geez.
So that's the high.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I know that we all run on memes around here, but I was looking because, of course, my middle son is still considering going to Houghton for undergrad, and we were looking at what the temperature was there. Then we saw the graphic that was circulated this week about exploding trees.
Yeah, yeah.
And for the record, the almost 18-year-old asked me, what do they mean by exploding trees? I'm like,
exactly.
We're going to call that self-evident.
Yes.
Just,
there's no other way to describe it.
I mean, they more crack and break, but, you know, it's more fun to call them exploding trees.
We don't have frozen iguanas falling out of the trees here.
Exactly.
It was
so cool.
They've got this weekend down in Florida.
There's going to be a lot of those.
We're just burning our icicles to stay warm.
That's mm-hmm.
right, exactly. And is our neighbor in common, but closer to you, are their sidewalks completely
salted.
Perfect?
Salted.
Got
completely
it.
Salted. It's like
yep.
a pretzel.
Yep, exactly.
It is immaculate.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh. That snow the other day was actually perfect. It was quite light. It was easy to get out of the way. You could have gone at it with a leaf blower
yep.
if you wanted
to. Right? Thought about it.
We
thought about it.
Yeah.
I think our neighbors thought we were crazy.
No, it's functional.
It works.
It does.
Yeah.
On the other side of Berkeley is Professor Dan Maggio.
Hi, Matt.
And you were using the leaf blower, huh?
Yes, a combination of the leaf blower and the little battery-powered snow blower, which works great in light, fluffy snow.
Right, exactly. Just an inch or two?
Yes, and shoveling. Yeah. I like to keep everything clear so that when the sun comes out,
it melts.
Actually bakes the pavement.
Absolutely.
It's like a science.
Yeah.
I still want to get that formula. I've seen people do it with a spray that was the beet juice.
Beet juice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the salt solution.
Oh, I done that.
Yeah. It's basically just a salt solution.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they brine the driveway pretty much. That's awesome.
Exactly. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You know, weather superlatives might be something that could come through in the future.
Or weather hideous figures of speech, like Arctic air mass and polar vortex.
Polar vortex.
The Clipper.
Yeah. I've never, ever survived.
Where's the Chinook wind when we need one?
Folks, if you stump the panel, you win a brand new edition of the Ask the Professor coffee mug and autograph
and photograph.
And you
might need it.
If you don't stump the panel, we'll still send you the autograph photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We were in the middle of a question set. I know that sometimes we don't like to do that, but I mean, it's Frank Burrows and family. Oh. We got to finish
this
question set up. And we had done some questions such as, what does the E stand for in Chuck E. Cheese? Who won the Nobel Prize for discovering inert gases? What country has Harare as its capital, if you remember from last time? That's Zimbabwe. So let's continue with this little bit of knowledge. I saw this as the question we didn't get to last time.
Oh.
So it stuck in my brain.
For an entire week?
No. Oh. As I was driving home after recording, so I asked my wife the moment I got home, and she was able to answer it. I'm just putting it out there. She was able to answer it. What was the name of the upscale restaurant above the bar that was also owned by Sam Malone on Cheers? He owned the restaurant, we never really saw, and the bar underneath it.
It was the Bull and Finch in reality, right?
Right. So, but in the TV show, the bar was called Cheers. What was the name of the restaurant? Because he referenced it all the time. Oh, I got to go upstairs to take care of, you know,
what
da, da,
was
da.
The... Da, da, da.
It's good. It is a literary reference. It's a name of a person. A surname, a last name.
Wasn't Poe, wasn't Hemingway, wasn't...
Shakespeare's.
No.
Was it somebody from the area of Boston?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it's a nautical...
Melville?
It's Melville's. Yeah, that's right. It was Melville's.
They had a couple episodes up there.
Did they? Oh, I don't remember.
Did they have one
going
with...
Frasier?
Shelley Long. Okay. Before anybody calls me on it from the radio sphere, I want to research that.
Okay. Melville's.
Yeah.
What was Van Halen's first and only number one hit?
Jump.
You don't have to think too hard.
I love
that.
I used to test new sound systems in the car with that song.
It's a great song. All right. Oh, wow. Who is the only American poet to have ever won 4 Pulitzer Prizes? And it just so happens, if you know your local history, this person came and gave a poetry reading in Callahan Hall.
Robert Frost.
Yeah. 1968, I think it was. Robert Frost. He was quite advanced in years at that point, but everybody
wonderful
was there.
Wonderful name for a day like this.
Yes, so. Exactly. Robert Frost, the
yes,
day.
Yes, Robert Frosty.
What are the 3 animals that you can see on the emblem of the great state of Michigan?
Elk.
Mm-hmm.
Moose.
And?
The wolverine.
No wolverine.
Deer.
Mm-mm.
Beaver. Mm-hmm. Cockroach. Mosquito.
No bugs.
Eagle.
It is eagle. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I was going to say paramecium, but that wasn't going to fly.
Paramecium. So. Protozoan.
It's been a while, so I think it's great to bring up that this guy I follow on YouTube had such a wonderfully researched, I think it's about 5 years old, a rip on states that just have bland blue backgrounds with the state emblem
that's
as
us.
Their flags, that several states have moved to replace their state flags and have already gone.
Utah, right?
Literally. Yeah. Utah and Minnesota.
Yep.
Literally, as a result of this guy posting a video, they were embarrassed into doing something they should have done a long time ago. I hope Michigan does it because our flag stinks. It's pretty.
Or no, who's the one that has a pennant? Is that Ohio?
Ohio, yeah, of course. Ohio's got to be.
Of course.
Come on. What U.S. president suffered from nosocomophobia, which is a general fear of going to the hospital? I've never heard this before about this president, but. Maybe story checks out. Just
Cleveland.
Not Cleveland. Good guess. A modern, relatively modern era.
Nixon?
It was Nixon is what it says here.
Probably because his brother was treated for TB and
that makes
pretty
sense.
Severely.
Yep, that makes sense. So like when he was young.
Yeah, when he was young.
Yeah, I would be afraid of hospitals too. What events were held regularly at London's Walthamstow Stadium? Walthamstow?
Concerts?
Cricket?
No.
Lacrosse? Curling?
So the key is that it's a plural, events. The venue closed in 2008, so they're not doing it, assuming they have not reopened. They're not doing
it
there
Quidditch?
Anymore.
I mean, is it sports athletic related?
How about I lead you all in a direction of something similar, not exactly the same, but similar, that closed in Hazel Park a few years ago.
Oh, horse racing.
It's not horse racing.
Harness racing.
Harness racing.
Not harness
racing.
Dog racing. It was
dog racing.
It's a greyhound track.
Oh.
I mean, it was.
I thought all of those were in Florida.
Walthamstow Stadium.
Well, no, Matt, there's that one gentleman that walks around our neighborhood with the rescues.
Absolutely.
So, love those.
Absolutely. Who is the godmother, oh my, to the child that Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love had? I want to say that was 1993, 1994. And I used to know the name of their child, but I don't remember anymore.
She was only about 18 months old when he killed himself, wasn't she?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wasn't it like Sandra Bullock, Ellen?
It was an actress of the era.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. How the heck did
heck
you,
if I remember.
That's how did awesome. They connect with Drew?
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's see. Oh, well, what a great way to finish the thank you again, Frank and the Family Burrows, for this question set. What would you collect if you practiced phylography? Phylography.
Books?
Not books.
Well, television?
Oh, that's good.
A philatelist?
Philo.
Same root.
But it's not philatel as the start. It's philo, as in almost like philosophy.
Which means love of.
Means to...
Autographs?
So it's
autographs. Yes. Okay.
It's right loving, if that makes sense.
I saw
sense.
Matt doing the hand gesture.
Yep, exactly.
That's what gave it away.
Gave it away. Awesome. That was cool. Thanks for those questions.
Yeah, thanks.
We've got another set. Oh, uh-oh. Man,
that's
these
a
are going to be fun.
Great variety.
Nothing like getting an email in your inbox, and the subject line is more cheese questions.
Oh, no, yes.
Oh, not again. Not again. What's the last one? What was it?
No, the last set
the
were,
mob bosses,
were a
right?
lot of fun.
That's right, and that's what we got here. Dear profs, I know how you always circle back to food. As a do we really do that?
We do that.
And
yeah,
I think
fairly often.
It was a year or two ago, I sent a list of questions on cheese. The panelists had to guess whether it was a cheese or an Italian mob boss.
That's right. Yeah, that was fun.
If I recall listening to the show, those questions gave you fits, pain,
yes.
and laughter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was honored to evoke such emotions from your group. So to follow up, I've attached another set of 20 cheese-related questions. No more mob bosses this time, but other terms that could be cheeses or not. It's our very, very good friend, Amber Hubley, who sends us these great questions all the time. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. So basically, the way it's going to break down is going to be, let's start with this. Oh my, this is going to be a ton of fun. Buheza, Buheza. Is it a cheese or an Algerian dictator? Buheza.
A cheese.
I would say the dictator.
I'm going to go cheese.
It says cheese here.
Sorry,
so
Dan.
This is where we're starting.
Sorry. 2 out of 3.
By the way, I'm counting that as a win, so all we got to do is have one person not agree with everybody else. Yamandu, Yamandu. Is it cheese or is it a ceremony from Uruguay?
I think the ceremony from Uruguay.
I'm going to say the ceremony too.
Yeah, let's make a triumvirate.
Well, I guess we're going to get some wrong. That is a cheese.
Oh.
Yes.
What kind of cheese is it?
It's a good question.
I wish. Yeah.
Does it matter?
Yes.
It's a mob boss.
Like there was a little extra, tell us a little bit about the cheese.
Oh, I have.
Or at least pictures or something. Or,
yeah,
or a sampler.
A scratch and sniff.
Yep. A charcuterie board.
A scratch and sniff. Well, that's how you know good cheese is.
A scratch and sniff a radio. That's going to be great.
Or maybe the cheese lady at Westbourne. She knows everything about
it. If she's
cheese.
Still there.
She's still there.
Okay,
saw her last
I don't see
week.
Her often. That's all.
Yep. She's on reduced hours, maybe.
Jeez. Oh,
Seljuk. Seljuk. Is it a cheese or the name of a Turkish warlord?
It's the name of a Turkish warlord.
I'd say the cheese.
It may also be a cheese, but it's the name of a Turkish warlord.
It definitely is a Turkish warlord. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Clearly, I am not going to do well at this.
This is so great.
It's not Italian mob bosses, Dan. Yep.
And I believe there's a town named after it in Turkey.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at the U.S. map. Nope, can't
that's
find
not
it.
A help.
Reggianito. Reggianito. Is it a cheese or a Brazilian rainforest region?
It already sounds like a cheese.
Yeah, I'm going to
cheese. Go cheese.
Full cheese.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. It's the cheese. You got it. Wow. Okay, I'm doing my best here. Giotto, Caspita, so that's J-I-O-T-T-O.
That sounds like I'm telling my boss.
C-A-S-P-I-T-A. Is it a cheese or is it a sports car?
A cheese.
I'm going to go cheese. It's an Italian cheese. It's got to be. Jim, break the tie or go with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cheese.
It's a sports car. Oh, geez. It's a sports car from Japan.
Japan?
From Japan.
From Japan is what it says. No,
it sounds so Italian.
I'm sorry. You're still, you know,
well, Giotto is
batting
an Italian
more than
word.
500, that's but this thinking. Is great. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Colorado Blackie. Is it cheese or a nickname for an American gangster?
I think the gangster.
That sounds too obvious. It's
because I don't think a black cheese would be very appealing.
I don't know. Blue doesn't exactly sound
blue like is good.
I'm going to go with the gangster.
So it says here that it's a cheese.
Oh, really?
I believe that what we got, I actually know this one a little bit off the top of my head. It's the name of a kind, species of cow. So the Colorado Blackie, and then that's the one that gives that cheese.
Okay.
So unfortunately, we are now back to 500.
Oh, jeez.
No pun
we're
intended.
We're in trouble.
Arnavut, A-R-N-U-V-U-T. Is it cheese or part of the Inuit wardrobe?
I'm going to say this wardrobe.
Okay.
Cheese.
I think cheese.
It's the cheese.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've gotten one right. She's going to win a mug. We're going to put cheese in it.
We're going to put cheese in
she's
the mug.
She's going to win your mug.
We're not going to chill it. Well, maybe we'll chill it outside. Oh, my gosh.
We'll buy some exotic cheese.
Kishta. Q-I-S-H-T-A. Is it a cheese or a Middle Eastern rodent?
Cheese.
I'm going to go cheese again.
We have two cheeses, Jim.
I think the rodent.
Kishta. It's a cheese.
Hmm.
So okay, I'm giving okay. that as a win.
Ooh.
We've gotten a lot of cheeses.
I know.
Cow sock.
What?
K-H-A-O and then separate word S-O-K. Is it a cheese or a rainforest in Thailand? Cow sock.
Well, it sounds like a Thai term, so I'm going to go with the rainforest in Thailand.
Yeah, go with rainforest.
Yeah, rainforest.
Rainforest is correct. Ooh. Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Mercy.
Yes. Talesh, T-A-L-E-S-H. Is it a cheese or a type of Iranian architecture?
Cheese.
Hasn't failed me yet. I'm going cheese.
I'm going to go Iranian architecture.
Wait a second. Have you got to guess cheese for everyone?
Why not?
It is a cheese.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my God. This is so great. No, I just love
for
this.
For you, maybe.
No, this is fun. Let me tell you.
Oh.
For me, this is fun. Banbury, B-A-N-B-U-R-Y. Is it cheese or a character from a Shakespearean play?
Banbury.
I think Banbury. Shakespearean play.
Shakespeare.
Banbury. I'm going to go with the cheese.
I'm going to go cheese again.
It's a cheese.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Oh, I almost thought you said Banbury.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I was going
Now that I actually look at every single one of the entries, we're about halfway through these questions. There isn't a single one of these terms that I've ever heard before.
Oh, no.
Banbury is a place in England.
100%. 100%. Mm. Okay. And you know what they do in England? They're going to name the town, you know, mm-hmm. It's the same thing as.
Name the cheese up like. Mm-hmm, yeah.
They do in Italy, and the same thing they do in France, right? Wiena. That should be a good giveaway. Weena, W-E-E-N-A. Cheese or a character from H.G. Wells' sci-fi classic, The Time Machine?
Oh. The second, the character.
I'm going to go with the character.
I'm going to go cheese again.
It's the character. Oh. I thought you would know that one.
No,
I
don't.
Know that one. No one's read The Time Machine, huh?
I've seen the movie.
Yeah. In the year 30,000 or something, whatever, yeah. He meets the people who live above ground and below ground.
Yes.
And all that. Yep. She's one of the... people who live above ground. Parencia. Cheese or Slovakian mountain range?
Oh my. I think cheese.
I'm going to go the mountain range.
I'm going to go mountain range.
It's cheese.
Oh, for the love of God.
Sorry. Sorry. Wait, that's the first time you haven't chosen cheese.
I figure I'd take a chance. Roll the dice.
Oh, man, this is cracking me up.
Oh, that's terrible.
Redikolka. R-E-D-Y-K-O-L-K-A. Cheese. Or Polish general?
Cheese.
We got one cheese.
Polish general.
Polish general.
I'm off the cheese wagon.
Redikolka. I think cheese.
It is a cheese. You need to get back on the cheese
wagon. Oh, jeez.
But I'm calling it as a win because we had two out of three. It's the best we can
It doesn't have enough vowels in it to be.
No, you know what? That is a good point. I know. One of the things about my wife and I watching the Ken Burns American Revolution was they had all this stuff about Thaddeus Kosciuszko,
yeah.
You know, the Polish coming and helping during the revolution, and everybody in Detroit knows we got a big statue of him downtown. So strong Polish population. Gamalost, G-A-M-A-L-O-S-T, cheese or Norwegian children's book character?
I think cheese.
I'm going cheese.
Book character.
I'm back on the wagon.
Two cheeses, and we're back to cheese. Whoa, that is okay. Cheese, 100%.
Gamalost?
I think Gamalost. I've heard of that cheese yeah. before.
Not Gamera, but Gamalost. It's a cheese. Tarnava, T-A-R-N-A-V-A. Is it a cheese or a river in Romania? Again, I look at the U.S.
Jim,
map.
Have you cruised this river before?
No. Oh, I'm thinking cheese.
He's thinking cheese.
I'll go with cheese.
I'm going cheese.
You're all wrong. Off it's the river.
Well, at least we all got it wrong.
Yeah, interestingly, the ones that you're getting wrong, I think you're all kind of choosing the same thing. Don't worry, we're almost done. These are wild.
Mercy.
Kashkaval, a K-A-S-H-K-A-V-A-L. Is it cheese or a Macedonian chicken breed?
I think really, cheese.
Really specific.
I think cheese.
I'm going to go with the chicken breed.
Chicken, we got cheese. Break the tie.
Dude. My boss. I'm going to go cheese.
It's cheese. Okay. It's 100% cheese.
But how specific with the chicken breed, though? Man.
Yeah, it is very specific. Port Salut, S-A-L-U-T. Is it a cheese or a Mediterranean sea town?
Jim? It's a cheese.
It is a cheese.
I'm trusting you, Jim.
You know this cheese.
Oh, yeah. I've had okay. Port Salut cheese
before. So what's
before.
What's up with that? What's the deal with the cheese?
It's a good French cheese, from okay. I think, from the south of France.
I was waiting okay. for Jim to say I sailed there once.
Port Salut.
So I'm wondering, any of these cheeses that we're hearing today, mm-hmm. could we buy these, like, locally somewhere?
My deal is that I got this very, very, now that I see this, very rare Italian cheese for Christmas last year, so not a few weeks ago, but a year and a few weeks ago. And the way they were talking to me about it at Westbourne, oh, we get this all the time. So I run into them because I want to make that dish again. Yeah. Montazio is the name of the cheese. It's sort of hard to describe. It melts very well.
You sounds like an Asiago, right?
Tastes like Asiago, but it yeah. melts very well, yeah. where Asiago doesn't. I walk in, and she looked at me like I had three heads. It's like, oh, what, that was a once-in-a-lifetime wheel that we got, and we're never going to have that again. Oh so God. Now I realize a little better. Of course, they're going to have brick and cheddar and all that stuff, but maybe they just get cheese sometimes and try to sell it, you know? So I
remember one of the more unusual ones I ever had was at Epcot in the wow. Norwegian. Mm-hmm. They had a smorgasbord, you know, yep. that you could. And it was a brownish color cheese, semi-soft cheese that smelled, I mean, that tasted kind of like caramel,
wow.
which is an interesting flavor for cheese.
I would say so.
I don't know what the name of it
okay.
is. I can't remember,
very
but
interesting.
It was.
They actually, I mean, Disney does their food right. I don't
yeah,
know
they
how
do.
Else to put it. But
yeah, they do.
Especially in Epcot, there, the Parade of Nations or whatever it's called there. Two more to go, props. Orda, O-R-D-A. Is it cheese or is it a Norse god?
I think it's cheese.
I'll go with a god.
I'm going cheese.
We got cheese.
Oh.
And one left to go.
Odin is the, yeah, yeah. God, the god.
Rest Haven. Exactly how it sounds.
Rest Haven.
Sounds like a funeral home.
Well, that may be one of the alternatives.
Oh, cheese or Canadian glacier? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We've got to
oh,
go
man.
Right to the Canadian
no pressure.
This
I think the glacier.
Rest Haven.
I'm going to go
cheese.
Cheese.
It's the glacier.
It's oh, the glacier. I love it.
There goes my citizenship.
Right. So now, I may be a scientist, but I'm no statistician. Let me just do a quick check.
How many were, was it 50-50?
Okay, that was 20 that we did total, and we got correct by my grading.
On a curve, I hope, right?
14. Mm. So it is. We have reached statistical relevance. It's not just that we are looking to Dave saying cheese every time, because quite frankly, every time you didn't say cheese.
I know. I was on a roll.
Does that get her a mug?
You know what? I'm going to say it gets her something.
Oh, yeah.
Because those
that
are
gets her, that gets her something. I think
absolutely
a mug.
Yep.
We can send her an unopened package of Girl Scout cookies.
in a mug.
But you said that you were going to put some cheese in the mug.
Melted. Oh my gosh. Velveeta.
Oh my gosh, that's so hilarious. Absolutely love it. We have a couple minutes left here, profs, and so we can go all the way back to our, oh my gosh, yeah, this was late 25. Frank and the Family Burrows Imponderables.
Uh-oh.
The last one that we didn't do.
Oh.
So we got to try it. If it sure.
So we've got to ponder the Imponderables.
We've got to ponder the Imponderables.
Okay, gird yourselves.
Yep, 3 minutes left here. If aliens invaded the Earth, what would be the first thing you would do? Seems more likely now than ever
true.
Before. Hate to say it, yeah, but...
If we invade Greenland, what would they do?
Oh dear God. Oh, my.
Man, what would I...
I would have to hide until I found out their real intentions.
You were going to hide. Okay. I mean, that is a reasonable response. That's a big deal.
Well, or I would beam up to the Enterprise and I would take off.
No, I think I'd like cook them some mac and cheese.
Just like to say that the first two responses we got were hide and cook them some mac and cheese. We've got all the bases covered here.
Well, no, we haven't heard from Dave yet.
I don't know yet. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Trying to find a way to communicate, maybe? Draw pictures. Play Pictionary.
I would want
them?
To demonstrate that we were not hostile in
right.
some way.
Exactly.
But and of course, your gesture could be misconstrued, too.
Anything well, is possible.
Yeah.
Anything
it's is aliens. Possible. You know, it's aliens.
But not... if I ate some of it and then gave it to them, which would probably be something other than mac and cheese.
Mind you, you're assuming they have a mouth fix. In the same spot.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I just love the specificity of Macedonian chicken breed. And then I could cook them anything, but you know what? We're going mac with an all-time classic.
Think of some comfort food.
Comfort food, no, exactly.
It couldn't be like... bread or something like that. I mean,
well, it could be, yeah.
It could be any of those things.
We're going to find out the aliens are celiacs or something like
that. It could be Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Could be old chocolate or something. Oh my gosh, so hilarious. I have pondered this a number of times in my life because I'm always sort of brought into like Carl Sagan's Contact and stuff like that.
Seriously? You have considered this?
No, I've considered this because it is actually a real... I'm just being honest with you all, honest to God, fear I have. Like when I saw Signs, you know, and there was the aliens were invading the United States and it was M. Night Shyamalan.
What did you see? Close Encounters?
Yeah. Close Encounters was a little more hopeful.
Well, of course it was, yeah.
But it freaks me out a little bit. Not irrationally, but it's like, you know, the classic image of the almond eyes and the grays, as they're called. Mm-hmm. That freaks me out a little bit. If it was like that, I'd be like...
Well, I don't want to experience all the probing they're said to do when they come and capture me.
So we're finding out Matt Mayo and grays are like... Bigfoot to me, right?
Right. Well, I was going to say, I thought that your deathly fear was sock puppets, but then I remembered it was Bigfoot.
It was Bigfoot.
So, yeah, exactly.
You have a fear of sock puppets?
No. I just made that up.
Yeah.
Has this he been guy... sighted in your neighborhood?
No, I've been to the Pacific Northwest dozens of times.
Okay.
Yeah, and for some reason, people in Michigan say they see him all the time.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend of mine that swears up and down that saw him in Kalkaska. Of all places.
What, aliens?
Bigfoot.
Oh, Bigfoot in Kalkaska?
Yes. Sorry.
Really?
Possibly.
I'll pay attention
next
time.
I'm not saying no to it.
I got a friend who says they saw him in Clawson, so anything is possible.
You just never know.
You just never know. Professors, I'm so sorry to report that our time is up.
Oh, mercy.
We did your questions well, Frank, but the time has come for us to say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Jim.
Goodbye.
Now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.